to the Columbia Center for Spiritual Living, a welcoming and diverse community whose vision it is to contribute to a world that works for everyone. The inspirational message you are about to hear will expand your idea of what is possible in life right now and affirm your soul's knowing in taking that right next step towards your greatest good.
Especially to you guys who are out there love streaming today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the love stream. I don't know where to start. Let me start my clock, though. Jamie, thank you so much. Where'd she go? Shamel, thank you for the reading. And Reggie, I know I flow when I go. Man, man, oh man. And the flowing is, you know, be like water. Be like water. Bruce Lee, and it's the Taoist teaching, right? Water, as it was in the reading, is so magnificent. Yes, it is gentle and it is strong, but it is also, as the reading said, it's a shapeshifter. Is it this mic that I'm hearing the feedback from? So when you get back up here, remember to turn this back. I'm not going to mess with it. So water is a shapeshifter, right? My whole talk is just turned a left turn. But so what we want to do is water becomes everything. You put it in a cup, the water becomes the cup. You put it in your hand, the water takes the shape of the hand. Be like water. Be like water. Ah, the year's theme is everyday wonder. And you've heard me talk about this before. Everyday wonder. If we're not in awe, we are not paying attention. If we're not in awe over this thing called life, we are not paying attention. Take a breath. Without that breath, life is a little different. If we're not in awe, just the breath, just the fact of breathing is amazing. Dr. Holmes would say often that there is a power for good in the universe greater than we are, and we can use it. There's a power in the universe greater than we are, and we can use it. That power is mind. That power is you. The only pronoun that is consistently capitalized is I. And how many times do we say, I am? I am. I am amazing. I am magnificent. I am sick and tired. I'm a little worried. I'm a little fearful. So you see, those two words, I am, and you've heard me speak about this before, that the I am, when we say I am, we have just taken on the vibration of the divine. Remember, the only pronoun that is consistently capitalized is I. I. You are the eye of the storm. And I'll get to that. In Exodus, Moses is sitting in front of the burning bush, which is an allegory. It's symbolizing his coming to an awareness of the I am that he is. And so he's told by Yahweh, that divine presence within him, because there's nothing outside of us, you guys. It's all right here. So he's having this conversation with Yahweh, who says to him, go to the children of Israel and tell them that it's time to leave Egypt. Moses says, okay, this is cool, Yahweh, but who do I tell them sent me? And so the answer that we hear in Hebrew is Ahaye Asher Ahaye. Now, we get the translation of I am that I am. But the Jewish scholars say that there really isn't any translation for it, because it is I am that I am. It is also I am becoming what is necessary in the moment. I am all that there is. Tell them that my name is I am, and that is my name forever. So the name of the divine is I am. Catch this. So anytime that you say I am, and how many times a day do you say I am? Or do you think I am? But anytime that we use that word, those words, I am, we have taken on the vibration of the divine creative intelligence that we are. I am grateful. If we're not in awe, we are not paying attention. That's right. Yeah. what she said. There is a power for good in the universe greater than we are, and we can use it. And again, that power is you. When Ernest Holmes talked about there is a power in the universe, I want to have us go a little bit deeper and realize that we are the universe, that that power that Ernest Holmes is talking about is the power of our thought. It is the power of our words. It is the power that we create with. Anything that we put after I am, we create. So when we start to have a thought, which is the only thing that creates our thought, really, Spirit? Our thought is the only thing that creates, and it is our thoughts. When we drop that seed into that that universal subconscious mind that only knows how to say yes, then all that we are to do is to then open up and receive what we've spoken. See, when a farmer plants a seed, when a farmer plants broccoli, he's not expecting cabbage. When a farmer plants an apple seed, he's not expecting bananas. So when we plant our seed, our thought seed, expect what you plant. Expect what you plant. So when I say I am miserable, that's my thought seed. And the universal subductive mind that only knows how to say yes goes, ah, here you go. Because all it knows how to do is say yes. All it knows how to do is say, aye, aye, Captain or Captainette. Right? It only knows how to answer us in the affirmative. So when I talk about that I don't have enough, man, the universal intelligence goes to work to prove me right. Let me give you some experiences to prove that you're right. You don't have enough. I will always be lonely. The universal intelligence, which is working for us to prove us right, goes, let me create an experience for you to prove you right. I am always lonely. Here you go, right? So you catch what I'm saying, right? If we're not in awe, we're not paying attention. Oh my God, do you understand how powerful you are? How powerful your words and thoughts are? Man. So here we are. Our thought, it all begins with mind. It is the Hermetic teaching from the Kybalion. And the first principle is the all is mind, the universe is mental. The all being spirit, be it God, be it whatever works for you, whatever that higher power is for you, which is within you, the all is mind. The universe is mental. So it's all about the way we think. So what are you thinking? What are you thinking most of the time? Now, here's the thing, is that we are usually not aware of our unconscious thoughts, not our subconscious thought, our unconscious thoughts. We are usually not aware of those thoughts. And those are the thoughts that we create. I was speaking with somebody earlier today about driving in traffic, right? And how people get so upset when they're in traffic, right? What are they thinking, right? And because we have that choice, how about if I love what she said here? She said, you know, and while she's driving, she assists people in getting into the next lane. In other words, they're trying to get over and she's just allowing them to go on through. Now, because that's the gift of choice, she chooses to do that, which is another gift that we have. We have the gift of thought, thank God. And then we have the gift of choice. The gift of choice to me is one of my favorites because we get to choose our thinking. We get to choose what we wear. We get to choose where to go. We get to choose what we eat. We get to choose our thinking. We get to choose our thinking. What does this have to do with emotions? Everything. And so today's, we're talking about anger, looking anger in the eye and being the eye of the storm. Here's the thing about emotions. Emotions are something that we're not to allow get the best of us. And I have to be, you know, have to admit that sometimes in the past, even recently, I will allow my emotions to get the best of me, yeah. Right? Thinking about some stuff that happened in the past. Yeah. and get emotional about it. How could they have done that to me? Then there's the emotion of joy, right? And there's the emotion of sadness. But the one that we're talking about today is the emotion of anger. Anger. There's nothing wrong with the emotion of anger. Thank God. Our emotions, we are to learn how to express them appropriately. Right? It's okay to be angry. Just be aware of how you express it. Because some people, and there are prisons filled with people who have chosen to express their anger in maybe not the most appropriate way. Now, here's the thing. Again, emotions are not to get the best of us. Remember who we are, right? Now, here's the thing I want you to think about. Your thought, your seed, your thought creates the way you feel. Your thought creates your emotion. What do you mean, Eugene? Watch this. Think about a time right now. Think about a time in the past where you were with somebody and you guys were just laughing, just having a great time, with brought up that emotion of joy. Can you feel that now? Right? So it's you're not there in that experience. All you did was think about it. So your thinking creates the way you feel. Your thinking creates your emotions. So when we are having those negative emotions, and there's nothing bad about negative emotions. Negative doesn't mean bad. A negative emotion simply says that we are out of alignment. That's all. It's like, oh, I'm pissed off. Can I say that? You just did. Whoopsie. So here's the practice. When you have an emotion, be it anger, be it sadness, be it joy, because now that we know that our thoughts create the way we feel, our thoughts create our emotions. The question is, what do I have to be thinking to feel this? Quick example. Let's pretend that I'm afraid of heights, and I'm really not, that I know of. I don't ever leave the ground. So I don't know. But let's just say that I'm afraid of heights, and I'm with a bunch of friends, and we're at the Grand Canyon, and somebody wants to take a picture of the group with the Grand Canyon behind us. So what they don't know is I have this fear of heights. So we're backing up. Back up, back up. We're backing up. And I'm going, oh, sheesh, oh, man. So I ask myself the question, what do I have to be thinking to feel this fear? Well, I'm thinking that I'm going to fall down the Grand Canyon and die. That's what I'm thinking. But wait a minute, there's safety rail and there's a fence there. And oh, so is that true? Am I going to fall down the Grand Canyon? No, emotion of fear is now gone. What I've done is I've brought an unconscious thought into conscious awareness by asking the questions, what do I have to be thinking to feel this? And is that true? Great questions. Now let's change the location. Same group, we're at a different place, but there's no safety precautions up, and I'm backing up, and there's room there, but I'm having that same fear. Oh man, what do I have to be thinking to feel this fear? I'm thinking that I'm gonna fall off this cliff and die. Is that true? Could be. So what do I do? Because it's thought, feeling / emotion, and action, right? So what do I do? Hey, let me take the picture. right? Yeah. Let me get myself out of the situation. Right? Because it might be true, I might slip and fall. But again, the important thing is, what do I have to be thinking to feel this? I want you to practice that. And so whenever something comes up, and it can be joy too, what do I have to be thinking to feel this joy? Oh man, I'm thinking that I'm surrounded by love. Is that true? Yes. So let me stay in that joy. Come on. Staying in that joy. See, our minds and our thoughts, our thoughts and our emotions are the tools of reality. It was Dr. Raymond Charles Barker who says, your only tools in life are your mind and emotions. The most successful people in all fields of activity use the same mind and the same emotions that you are using. So no matter who you choose, be it an Einstein, be it an Elon Musk, be it whoever it is that we may hold up here because of their brilliance, it's the same mind that you are using. It's the same emotions that we all have. So now is the time for us to stand in the knowing that, oh, here we go, to stand in the knowing that we are brilliant right where we are. Do you realize how brilliant you are? Yes, I do, Eugene. Okay, that was me. Do you realize how brilliant you are? Now, here's the thing about being brilliant. Brilliant, there are two ways of looking at it, right? One is being a genius, like you're genius, right? One is about being intelligent, just brilliant mind. And the other brilliance is to shine. And that's the brilliance that I want to talk about just for another moment, right? Don't be afraid to shine your light. I'm sitting here and that right there. I'm sitting here and I'm listening to that and I'm over here laughing, right? Because kids, all they know is joy. All they know, right? And everything is simple. She's having a ball hitting whatever it is. So going back, scripture says, lest ye be like a child when ye enter the kingdom of heaven. Real quick, heaven is not anything that's out there that we have to wait for when we die and by the by and by. No, heaven is right here at hand, right? Heaven is right here at hand. When we were all singing with Jamie, weren't we in heaven? Yeah. So now be like a child, be like water, become what you want to be. And all of that starts with your thought. The all is mind. The universe is mental. You are the place where reality in your life begins. You are the place. So no longer shall we wait on anyone else. No longer am I going to wait for someone else to tell me that I can go do this, that, or the other. No, as I like to say, no, you're not the boss of me. I'm the boss of me. You are the boss of you. It is your word that creates. So here's the thing with emotions on anger. Remember those two questions. What must I be thinking to feel this anger? Because the anger is there. Remember, the negative emotion is to let us know that something is out of alignment. What do I need to be thinking to feel this anger? Answer the question and go down the checklist. Is it this? Is it that? Is it her? Is it him? Whatever it is, right? And then ask the question, is that true? Another quick example. When I first got divorced two decades ago, and the kids were very young, and I would go, you know, and visit them. The boys were five and seven. I'd go and I'd go to their mom's house, and I would sit with them. I would arrive, give them all a hug and a kiss, and they would be gone. Hey, Dad, love you. Gone, right? So I'm in this, my heart's broken. I came to see my sons and they're like gone. So I asked myself the question, what must I be thinking to feel this being upset? I'm thinking that my sons don't love me. Is that true? No, they're 5 and 7. They have friends to go play with. The emotion of sadness was gone, because the truth is, they wanted to go play. Dad, love you, gotta go. So ask yourself the question. Even today, when something comes up, be it sadness, be it joy, be it anger, be it whatever it is, stop and say, okay, what do I have to be thinking to feel this? And whatever the answer is it true? So now, when we come to the anger, when we come to being the I am, now we get to say, oh, wait a minute, I am peace. So when that anger comes up and I go through that process, what must I be thinking to feel this? Is it true? No. And even if it is true, what can I do to change that? Because I want to affirm I am the peace in the center of this emotion. I am the eye of the storm. I am the eye of the storm. I am that peace that surpasses understanding. I love that one because what that means for me is when there's chaos going on around me, I am so tapped in, tuned in, and turned on to spirit that I'm sitting in this peace where people don't understand it. I am the peace that surpasses understanding. I don't care what's going on out here. It doesn't matter what's going on out here. What matters, y'all, is what's going on within you. So what's happening within you now? What's happening within you right now? Yeah, I don't know. If you're like me, then we're having a good time within. So be your brilliant selves. Be the peace that surpasses understanding. Be the eye of the storm. Be the peace in the storm of your emotions. Jamie, can I get some little, yeah, because I love praying with music. Any questions? I have a question. Will you join me in prayer? How good it is to stop and take a breath. Recognizing that breath is so, so crucial to this thing called life. For one, without the breath, as we said earlier, without the breath, life is a little different. But the breath reminds us that there is only this moment, because we cannot take a breath for the future, nor can we take a breath for the past. We can only breathe in this moment. And in this moment, life is fully lived. In this moment, all needs are met. In this moment, that which we call God, the infinite intelligence, the universal substance, that's all that there is in this moment. Right here, right now, God is. And so I speak this word from a place of gratitude, recognizing first and foremost that there is this divine intelligence from which all things are created. It is at the very center of all of life, and having no circumference, having no boundaries whatsoever, there isn't anything that can, does, or will exist outside of the presence of God. For truly, God is all that there is. For in the beginning, God, the Alpha, the Omega, the in-between, that all that there is, all that there is, all that there is, all that there is this divine intelligence from which all things are created. It is the nature of the divine intelligence to permeate it, to penetrate, and to fill the interspaces of the universe, which means that the space between the space is filled with the vibration of the divine. Come on now. I know that the space between the space is filled with that unconditional love. The space within the space is filled with the frequency of God. So now we know that there's no such thing as glass half full or half empty. The glass is always full. Even when there's nothing in it, there is the energy of spirit within the glass, which means that right where we are, God is. So recognizing and acknowledging that God is everywhere present at all times, I know that at all times, God is present right where we are. Right here, right now, God is, we are. We are. We are created in that spiritual image after the spiritual nature and the divine likeness of the divine itself. All that God is, we are. God is abundant. We are abundant. God is love. We are love. God is peace. We are peace. You see, there's no separation here. It is not the life of God separate from our lives. It is the life of God living, moving, and having its being in, through, and as our lives. And now, it is from this space that we speak this word for being the peace in the storm of the emotion. That no matter what happens, no matter what, we affirm, no matter what's going on, we affirm, no matter what seems to be happening, we affirm peace. We affirm love. We affirm joy. And there's a lot of stuff going on around the world and here in the United States. And yes, we are not here to turn away from those effects. We are here to stand in the truth that right where we are, the peace of God is. Right where we are, the power of God is. Right where we are, the light of God is. And we shine our lights to be that peace that surpasses all understanding. Do you know, Eugene, that there's stuff going on in the USA? Yes, I know, and I stand in peace. Do you know, Eugene, that there are wars going on around the world? Yes, I know, and I stand in peace. Because us standing in peace is now we are contributing to the peace and not to the upset that seems to be going on. Man, there's so much. If we're not in awe, we are not paying attention. So knowing that this word is already complete, even before we got here today, this word was already done. Knowing that this is done, I give great thanks. And it is from this place of gratitude and thanksgiving that I now release my word into the law. You see, I know that as I release my word into the law has no choice. It has no recourse. It must take these words and mold them and blend them and do what it does with them and then send them back to us absolutely and completely fulfilled, not void or empty, but absolutely and completely fulfilled, pressed down, shaken together, and overflowing. Fulfilled, and so fulfilled, we open up and we accept that it is done, and it is done well, and so it is. Amen.
Thank you for listening. If you have received a value, we invite you to share this podcast and check out our website, columbiacsl.com, to sign up for our weekly newsletter, providing thought-provoking blogs and details on our upcoming classes and community events. And we always are pleased to hear from you. You can reach us at podcast@columbiacsl.com. Thank you. Blessings on your journey.